If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Are you a preacher or someone who desires to preach the Word of God? Join us for the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches Preaching Workshop 2015. This workshop is designed to equip preachers to deliver the Word of God with substance, effectiveness, and relatability. This two-day workshop will be held Friday, July 17th, and Saturday, July 18th. Registration has begun, so be sure to sign up soon. Call 215-885-2585 to register. That's 215-885-2585. Or visit us online at betheldeliverance.org.
Matthew chapter 15, verse 21. Then Jesus went from there and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Write this in your Bible if you're able to write in your Bible. Write this. Why is he there? Now, this is going to be an important interrogative because you're asking, why is he in the coast of Tyre and Sidon? First of all, he has no business being up there. And you will see something that contradicts this location in a moment. But you need to ask this question, why is he there? Secondly, verse 22, it says, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. How does she know? She's a Canaanite. She's a black woman. How does she know who Jesus is? All the way up there in Tyre and Sidon. You see the importance of word of mouth? Why is he there? Verse 22, how does she know who he is? There are many people who will never come to Jesus because they don't know who he is. And the reason they don't know is we have not told them. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. And they ought to know from us. Verse 23, but he answered her not a word. Write down, that's rude. Jesus is a rude Savior. Spitting in people's faces, spitting in their mouths, putting dirt on blind people's eyes, ignoring the cries of the desperate. He's a rude Savior. That's how you know he was a pastor. Rude. He answers her not a word. What's important to realize here is that in verse 22, the verb cried doesn't have an ing, so it gives the impression that she cried once. However, the response of the disciples in verse 23 gives us another impression that she continues to ask. Jesus doesn't answer her in 23a, and the disciples said to him, send her away because she's crying after us. Now, this isn't to say that she was crying after them. I like to play with that, you know, passage myself. But in order to properly exegete the text, this isn't to suggest that she's crying after them. They're just including themselves in Jesus's ministry. Lord, she's crying after us. And she really wasn't crying after us. She was crying after him. And so then he responds, and he answers her in a way that contradicts verse 21 when we ask the question of verse 21, why is he there? Because this statement in verse 24, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel, then why are you up in Tyre and Sidon? If you're only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, then why are you here? It suggests that you can't do anything. Why are you there? You would think that the woman would hear this and walk away because she is now being told, I can't do anything for you. And it's almost to suggest that God shows up in the person of the Lord Jesus just to torment this woman. because she knows who he is, thou son of David, which is highly significant. She calls him Lord, and then she identifies his Davidic connection. So apparently, she has more than a passing knowledge of the ministry and calling of Jesus. She understands that there is something in him that can get her the relief she so desperately desires. She does not ask Peter, James, John, or any of the others. She says, Lord, my daughter is grievously vexed with a death. She does not ask him to intervene because she knows that his Davidic connection, all she has to do is present the problem. The impression that she has is if I present the problem, he being Lord will ascertain the solution. But he says to her something that is defeating in its simplicity. I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Verse 24 puts up a limitation stated by the master himself. I am only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, I believe that was a question. I'm sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Your Bible has a period after Israel, but I would put a comma and I would ask this question. I am only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, comma. What do you have to say about it? It does not suggest that I can't help you. It just states where I'm sent. It would be along the same lines as if my mother said, go to the store and get some milk and bread. She sends me to the store, and the store is around the corner. My buddy sticks his head out the door and says, Eric, can you come in and help me move this refrigerator? And I say to him, Daryl, I have to go to the store. I'm sent to the store. But because you need something and you've asked me, and the only reason that you asked me is because you believe I can help you, I'm not going to let your faith in me fall by the wayside. I am going to take a detour from my initial mission and come and help you. And this woman understood that he wasn't telling her no. He was saying, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And it says she fell down and worshiped. The skeptic, the agnostic, the existentialist who isn't quite sure in the character, purpose, plan, and will of God would give up when the Lord doesn't answer. They would begin to look for an earthly answer. But the Bible said she stood right there. Then when she was denied the first time and told that positionally this wasn't hers, she began to worship and lifted the name of the Lord Jesus. This word worship in the Greek carries the connotation of falling on her face. In other words, she just humiliated herself. She laid down in the dirt. She wasn't interested in bougie responses. She wasn't interested in all of the junk that we use when we're saying we worship. She got down in the dirt, and faith makes you get down to business with God. Faith doesn't paint a pretty picture. Faith says, God, it's me standing in the need of prayer. My heart is busted. My soul is grieved. My head is exploding. But I come to you with my hands lifted up and a heart filled with praise. I'll never forget one time as a little boy, I fell down the steps. I went tumbling. And I hit the bottom, and my mother was in the kitchen. And I never forget that when I reached the bottom after that fall, and she didn't come running out. I never forgot that. Never forgot that. I got up, limped myself right out the house. And she stayed in the kitchen. Later on, when we began to have conversations about my childhood, when I tried to make sense of the abuse, I wanted to know why. I mean, come on, who beats their child with an ironing cord? That's just cruel and unusual punishment. Murderers don't get punished that way. People all upset because that woman went upside her son's head down in Baltimore. I said, if that had been me, my mother would have called my father. And he would have told, turn them cameras off. I don't want you to see what I'm getting ready to do. And so we sat there and I talked with her. I said, Mama, you remember that time I fell down stuff? She said, yeah. I said, yeah. I said, you remember? She said, yeah. I said, you was in the kitchen. Yeah. I said, did you hear me? She said, yes. I said, why didn't you ain't run out and see if I was all right? She said, Eric, there's a cry that comes when you are really hurt. She said, and I didn't hear that cry. So I stayed in the kitchen. I began to learn something about God. See, God don't come running every time you whimper because it's not serious enough. God says, you can handle that. Just get yourself up. Dust yourself off. You might whimper a little bit. Wrap up your hurt feelings. Stop your whining and get to stepping. Sometimes you got to get like Martin. Put everybody out. You got to put Gina, Tommy, Cole, Pam. Get to stepping. Got to tell the devil, get out of my house. Brought all that misery into my house. I was praising God before you came in here. I was praying before you came in here. You kind of pray to my God, Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Open up the door, Tom. Get to stepping. Stop your whining. I got to see the pastor. The pastor can't help you. There's no place in the Bible where you have to seek out the pastor. The pastor said, bear ye one another's burdens. Trying to put it all on me because I'm full time. The devil is a lie. That's why you got to get to know people so you can call them up and dump it on them. What are you doing? Eventually you'll find somebody who has gone through what you are going through who'll tell you, oh, stop it. It ain't that bad. I've been through, Lord, help me. See, but we're all looking for a shoulder to cry on, somebody to help us through our difficult times. But like this woman, we ought to have the courage, the faith, the tenacity to give God worship when it looks like he's not answering. Because I got news for you. Just because he's not talking doesn't mean he's not talking.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number 05215A.
Parents, summertime is almost here. Enroll your child in the Bethel Deliverance International Church Summer Program, Camp Bethel. Camp Bethel features swimming, karate, barbecues, daily meals and snacks, and trips to places including Hershey Park, Camel Beach, and Ellis Island. Enrollment has begun, so don't delay. Call 215-885-2585 for more information, or visit us online at betheldeliverance.org.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.